Oh, hey everyone, welcome back to A Quarter Tattoos and Rosé, Thirsty Thursday edition, where we go through and discuss whatever we want with Madison and me, Blake. So look, here's the thing, a couple things. It is Thursday, I almost said August 18th, anyways, it's Thursday, April 18th, we are recording at 3:30 in the afternoon. Look, I get that this podcast is mostly bookish. I get it. But today, we were like, you know what? And by we, I meant me. Yeah, Maddie's excited.
Like, I don't know if I had anything to do with this.
You're excited.
Yeah, but I don't think I had anything to do with this.
No, this is 100% me. So if you don't like it, come at me. It's fine. I was like, you know what we should talk about? The tortured poets department. Because we are less than 9 hours away from release. And Blondie is showing her Zodiac Killer side. You know, the Easter eggs all week. Everything. People are in on it. We've got other celebrities with it, like iHeartRadio's in on. Like, there's so much going on. It's exhausting to be a Swiftie, especially during release weeks. Let alone when, guys, I'm sorry, just a heads up, this will be a shorter episode, but that is because I am absolutely drowning in work. Maddie has a really busy day today too. This happens to you a lot where you have like multiple clients and authors that end up having big days at the same day. Yes. For various reasons.
This is very true. However, I don't believe this will be quick. I feel like once Blake starts down this path, we're just going to be here.
I can be quick, okay?
Sure.
I already lost. Okay, so guys, we're going to, Maddie's going to indulge me. We're going to chat some stuff about the Torture Poets Department. I'm going to show Maddie the track list. I'm going to go through the track list with her because you haven't even seen the track list, have you?
Dude.
I love this.
Unless it deals with Travis, like, I don't look at it.
Okay. Them at Coachella, though.
Oh my god, that's the cutest thing of my life.
Oh my god. Did you see the, I'm sure you did because you've seen all of them probably, when he put his hand, he is like his hand compared just to the size of her head.
I saw.
That girl is living. I mean, she was living before, it's Taylor Swift for fuck's sake, but you know what I mean. Okay, but yeah, so part of the reason too it has to be short is, I'll go ahead and tell you guys this story, because it's funny, and Madison thought I was insane earlier when I called her about it. I lost, like, about 2 hours worth of work dealing with something because I was getting my mail, minding my own damn business, when a wasp the size of my thumb, I have a witness that can confirm this, he saw the body, flew into my house. Now, my front door has, like, a lot of, like, doors do. It has, like, a, like, miniature window panes to the side, like, decorative, I would call them, like, decorative windows, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Luckily, on the outside, it's one pane, like, one big pane, and on the inside, it's three originals, because my house is, like, was renovated, but, like, there's, like, certain stages of it that are older, you know what I mean? So, the glass in question on the bottom of the three panes was quite old, so it's not, like, the greatest glass, you know what I mean? I went to, you know, go inside from getting my mail off the front porch, only to see a wasp the size of my thumb land on the bottom pane of glass. I had just gotten my Fairy Loot March Adult Only book box. Just the book. This wasp was there. My dogs are all by me at the front door. I don't want my dogs to get stung. I don't want to get stung. So I do what any logical person does. Maddie, you shut the fuck up. I take the box, because it was what it was in my hand, and I hit the wasp to kill it. I did kill it. Look, I get it. You shouldn't kill animals, but this thing had it coming. I did not. I will go down saying I did not hit it that hard. You don't need to hit a wasp that hard to kill it. We all know that.
Sure.
Shut, Maddie. Only for the glass pane in question, which is literally like less, like smaller than a sheet of paper, to shatter. Kapow. Again, luckily the outer pane is separate, so it wasn't like, you know, a hole in my house to the outside world. So yeah, that's the thing that happened. I don't know my own strength. I literally broke a window today. I called like a repair person and they actually ended up having like a cancellation in my neighborhood for this afternoon. So like within 2 hours of me breaking it, I had someone here fixing it. So that's nice. Like, look at me, a go-getter, you know, on top of shit. that I caused myself because I broke it. I would like it known that when this guy, like, got to the window and was, like, starting to fix it, he had to clear out all the glass, and the wasp had, like, fallen between the outer pane and the pane I broke, and he literally went, "Damn, that's a big wasp," and I just went, "Thank you," to which I got a weird look, but, like, I needed that validation, right? I needed it. Sure. So, yeah, that's how my day was, like, my morning went, and then early afternoon, yeah, I broke a window, so... Long story short, don't fuck with me, you know? I'm strong. Grr. Right. Maddie was, like, less than entertained when I called her. She was, like, mildly concerned at what the hell I did. But, don't worry. Nobody was hurt. No doggies were stung or stepped on glass. I cleaned up all the glass. The guy cleaned up all the glass, too. We're good. But because of that, I also lost a couple hours of work, and I'm dying. Okay. The Tortured Poets Department. First off, I want to go through, well, one, it drops at 12:01 Eastern, well, technically 12 a.m. Eastern, but it'll be 12:01. That's how it always is with Spotify. Now, throughout the week, Apple Music, I hate that she partners with Apple Music. Ugh, it's fine. Has been having, like, clues to where you have to go find, a word in prior songs, right, to spell out a sentence. The sentence is concluded. It is, "We hereby conduct this postpartum." It is a postpartum of her relationship with Joe. I'm telling you right now, if that man is not hiding in, like, who knows where, he needs to get going. All evidence is pointing to he cheated multiple times. The dude, we already knew he fumbled that bag after 6 years, but God, he... Joe, I highly doubt you're listening, but if you're listening, you shouldn't be taking time to listen to a podcast right now. You should be running. Running. Okay. But anyways, I just love the "we hereby conduct this postpartum." Like, that's the energy I'm looking for. Okay, are you ready, Maddie?
I'm ready.
So wait, do you not even know, like, the collab that so far, the two collabs so far?
Wow. What? I mean, I saw the picture of her and Post Malone earlier.
That is I'm going off the track list of from like the side A, side B, side C, side D, so it's the vinyl, but they're numbered anyways. Okay. Okay, so here we go. Fortnite featuring Post Malone. That is the quote unquote lead single. Pretty sure we're getting a that's the music video that we get tomorrow.
It is.
It is? Okay, making sure.
I saw the post.
There you go. It's not till, like, what, 8?
I didn't have anything to, like, bring to the table today, but...
You look at you.
I did.
Yeah, you did. It's, what, 8 p.m. Eastern tomorrow, isn't it? I think so.
Yes.
It was, like, late in the day. I was like, son of a bitch! Okay. Second, the Tortured Poets Department. Okay. Okay, cool. Here we start going. "My boy only breaks his favorite toys." Yeah. Oh, just keep going. "Down bad." Now, track five, Maddie, do you understand track five significance?
No.
Track five is always devastating. Devastating. Think Tolerate It was a track five. Let me get a full list because I don't have them. Track five. Hang on.
Okay.
So track five was All Too Well.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, that should give you an idea. We've got, okay, White Horse from Fearless. 1989 was All You Had to Do Was Stay. Reputation was Delicate. Oh. Lover, was The Archer. Track number five for Midnight was You're On Your Own, Kid. So that's where we're looking at here. Folklore was My Tears Ricochet. Oof. Evermore, Tolerate It, which I'm sorry. When Evermore dropped, Tolerate It. Like, you don't write a song like Tolerate It if you're happy in a relationship. Like, it's not it's not working. Are you ready? Number for Smeek Now, number five was Dear John.
Oh, that was the worst.
And, yep, and then,
I don't, like, that was a heavy hitter.
That was, yeah. So, and Aaron, I always say, I think it's Aaron Dresser. I always say his last name wrong. Dresner? I'm sorry. He is famous for being devastating. When he is credited on a song, you can expect it. He is credited on this track five. Are you ready for the track five?
I'm ready.
So Long, London.
Oh, wasn't he in London?
Yup.
That makes sense.
Yup. Yeah.
I mean, like, here's my thing, though. You can't date someone like Taylor Swift for 6 years and not expect an album about you. Like, you just can't. Like,
well, you saw when she, like, announced it, like, his, like, he had, like, a press person, like, reach out to be, like, he's, like, hopeful that she won't.
Essentially, oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, like, a preemptive statement.
Like, I'm sorry, but, like, you don't date someone like Taylor without knowing. I'm sure Travis knows what he got into.
Let alone cheat on her or fumble the bag after 6 years. I'm just saying.
You're really enjoying that fumbling the bag line, aren't you?
I know. I'm sorry. I am. I'm focused on it. You know how I get with like a phrase and then I do it. I'm sorry. Okay. Now, here we go. But Daddy, I Love Him is the next song.
That one is weird to me.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. So a lot of these titles, I love them, but I'm also like nervous because I can't figure out, because like there's multiple rumors that this is like this album has like all kinds. It's almost like Midnight's, where it has all kinds of different vibes, like pop, folklore style, like more of like a folksy or a ballad. Like it's all over the place.
Didn't she register it as something, though? You had to, like, register it.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, I saw a rumor somewhere. Hold on, let me...
Yeah, you got it, you got it.
I'm in the game now.
I got her. I got her attention, guys. Don't worry. We're in it. In it to win it. Do you mean, like, when you register it for, like, sales, and I guess? Like, a genre? Yeah. That makes sense. They do that with books.
Yeah, she had to, like, I saw it somewhere. I mean, you can keep going.
I'm sorry. Okay. The next one is Fresh Out the Slammer. I know.
That sounds very Reputation to me.
Oh, God.
Like, that has that vibes.
The next one is the another collab. We're getting more collabs. I have a feeling, but I'll get into that later. Florida with 3 exclamation points with Florence and the Machine.
Dude, Florence and the Machine, every time I just think of that Vampire Diaries scene... Anyone else? Like, that's all I think. That kiss was so emotional.
So good.
That kiss was so emotional, and all I think about every time someone brings up Florence and the Machine, like, that's what I think of.
I mean, that's fair. It's a hell of a scene. All right. Guilty as Sin? ? Who's Afraid of Little Old Me? ? I Can Fix Him, parentheses, No Really, I Can.
That's cute.
The next one, LOML, all lowercase. Love of My Life, Last of My Letters. We'll see. Next, I Can Do It with a Broken Heart. Okay.
I don't know where it is. I saw it in some sort of TikTok, and I cannot find it.
I believe you. The next one is... What?
It was, like, saying that people had speculated it would be, like, Evermore and Folklore, but then it, like, wasn't registered as the same. Is what that whole rumor was.
Okay. The next one... The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived. Then we've got...
Small Dick Anyone?
Oh. The Alchemy. And then this is just all on the standard edition, because you know a girl loves a special edition. Clara Bow is last. Now, there's the manuscript edition, the Bolter edition, the Albatross edition, and the Black Dog edition. Those are self-titled. The names of each edition are additional songs, apparently. I'm going to be real honest. I actually let Ian handle, like, pre-ordering our vinyls. I have no idea what vinyls I have coming for this album because he handled it, and I know he got a couple.
I would like to point out, though.
Yes?
This is feeling very, like, Crescent City, 8 different editions.
Well, she's literally always done this.
It doesn't matter. That's what it feels like. It's just a fucking money grab.
It's a money grab. It's 100% a money grab. Even so as a true heart Swiftie, it is a money grab.
I don't know. I'm kind of against it.
Yeah, no, there's... And then there will be... Well, like, when Midnight's dropped, right? There was a Midnight's, and then at 3 a.m. we got, like, I think it was 4 additional songs. And it was, like, Midnight's until dawn, like, 3 a.m. until dawn edition. And there were, like, multiple editions of that. Yeah, there's always so many editions. It's actually insane.
It's kind of disgusting.
It's pretty crazy. I wanted to note that there are a few songs on here. Like, But Daddy, I Love Him. I'm looking at, like, a lit track listing that has the lengths. I don't know if they're, confirmed, but we'll see. The length of But Daddy, I Love Him is 5 minutes and 40 seconds. What? Who's Afraid of Little Old Me is 5 minutes and 34 seconds. That's a very long... I love it. That's a long song. Okay, now. So we've got the songs. Whoo, buddy. Oh, yeah, you could also get a collectible 24-page book-bound jacket with 3 handwritten lyrics and never-before-seen photos, too. So, yeah, no, it's a merch grab. It is quite literally a merch grab.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah. She's already put together... So there was, like, a fan theory about all the different, like, the original and then the 4 other editions. That's 5, and they're each, like, a different stage with a different picture, and they, like, had different vibes. And fans were like, is this the 5 stages of fucking grief? Lo and behold, I think it was, like, a week or 2 ago, she partnered with Apple Music... There's 5 different playlists that she put all of her prior discography into for the 5 stages of grief. Most of Lover is in, like, the bargaining and,
Oh, no, I denial. Read that. Yeah, I saw that.
That is diabolical. But also, think of how many weddings used, like, Lover as their first dance. And now it's like, oh, it's actually, like, genuinely about, like, a delusional... like, person in a relationship that was, like, way too delusional and rose-colored glasses and was, like, loving the other person way more than the other person loved them. Ah! Yeah. Like, these playlists, you go back through and listen to all the songs and you're like, oh, no. But you know what, though? You know what, Maddie? Huh. Girl's happy now because she got Travis.
Dude.
Who that's literally honestly... worships her. If your man is not talking about you the way Travis talks about Taylor, and his face immediately lights up, and the pride and just, like, absolute joy and awe that he has of her, get a different one. Plain and simple, get a different one. Or if he's not always, like, the way that man holds her. I wish you guys could see, like, God, they're so cute. They're so cute!
They're really cute, but, like, here's my thing. Uh-oh. I just don't think you can go into a relationship with Taylor Swift and not expect songs mm-hmm. to be written about you. Like, I think that is, like, Joe's a dumbass. And, like, this just shows he's a dumbass. Like, because he started dating Taylor after how many revenge songs? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how many? And then you date her for years... You fuck her over and you think, oh, nah, she ain't gonna write an album about me.
And then, not only that delusion, but to have the audacity to have, like, a presser sent out of, like, we really hope that... Hang on, let me see if I can find it, because, like...
Did you want to talk about that little, like, monument that went up.
Oh, yeah. The museum. The Spotify museum.
The museum.
That, well, that's what it, like, looks like to me. That's how I equate, you know what I mean? Like, it's like a, they called it something, like an installation, which I guess it is more like an art installation. I don't know. So that one, first off, there's so many things in there that is, like, it's heartbreaking. Like, there's the statue of, what is it, Ephesus or whatever?
Yeah.
That's, like, the goddess Ephesus, of, like, Ephesus, right? Yeah, it's, like, fertility and marriage and the moon and...
And then it's, like, broken.
It literally, yeah. Well, one of the lyrics that got released was, even statues crumble if made to wait, or something like that. And that statue literally was lost to time as it was awaiting transport from the 6th century. It was a 6-year relationship. There was, like, a wall of essentially, like, security deposit boxes, kind of, like, at a mail, you know, like, your P.O. boxes. There's 72 of them. They were together for 6 years. 72 is 6 years in months. Certain ones are open. So if you look at, try to, like, match up a timeline, you're trying to figure out what happened and which ones. The ones that are open have, like, calligraphy-style invitations to the installation, but they look like wedding invites, with pieces of a torn-up veil, dried Cornelia roses, dried lavender, and dried daisies. Are throughout the entire installation as well.
And how do you feel about this?
That's insane. I feel, you know what I feel? All. This woman is a diabolical genius. Like, I don't.
Did you see the meme where it's like, thank God she's not a serial killer?
Dude. You know what? She might be. We would never know. You would never catch her. Or, hilarious. Like, I love all of the she's never getting away from the witchcraft or the witchcraft allegations now. Like, you know what happened? The shot heard around the world happened on April 19th. You know what happened April 19th, 2023? She was at that freaking, like, that was the night that she had dinner with, like, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, and then they unfollowed.
Oh, yeah.
How does she do it? How? Yeah, here we go. Here's, like, I found it. The whole, like, so basically, like, supposedly the name is also of the album makes fun of their, Joe Alwyn supposedly has a WhatsApp group with Paul Mescal and Andrew Scott dubbed the Tortured Man Club.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah. So the source, which was, you know, somebody that he had, like, a, you know, statement he had done. Joe has not said one word about Taylor or their breakup and has been completely respectful of her.
Sure.
Sure. It's undeniable that the name of her upcoming album is in reference to Joe's WhatsApp group chat. Taylor knocked him for the name of this when they were together. She didn't want people to think that it had anything to do with her, so when he spoke about it, she was, of course, bothered. Joe has no reason to believe yet that she is going to diss him or their relationship. What? She writes about her past using code and points of reference. It may just be that she is reflecting on their time together and he's hoping it is nothing more. If it is a diss album, that is shady. He helped her with songwriting on her past album, so it will really come as a shock to him if she talks about their breakup, as it is something he has not spoken of at all. Regardless of what she does, he will still not respond because he has removed himself from her narrative and is very glad he did.
Was that because he cheated on her and doesn't want everyone to know?
I'm sorry. Like, the man looks like a Victorian child dying of the plague, just taller. Like,
I never understood her attraction to him. It's got to be the accent, right?
Jesus! I'm sorry, guys. My old man, Oliver, he literally was dead asleep on the bed next to me. I hear nothing. I fear he may be hearing things in his old age. Mm. It's starting to get a little, like, odd. But no, yeah, I don't know what it was about this man. Like, the level of delusion,
mm-hmm.
and like, the beginnings of gaslighting, and just, woe is me already. Excuse me, I'm sorry, that was gross. I'm sorry. But, like, the he's removed himself from her narrative. That's not how that works. Like, the man is insane. But anyways, okay. Sorry, now that I've gotten through that. Yeah, no, the statue and the dried flowers and, like, the lyrics that have come out. Ian also said when I explained the book that showed the lyrics, how it was on a timer, he was like, that is any other situation that would be if you just came across a book with, like, lyrics that turns itself. Anyone would be like, is this Criminal Minds? Uh-huh. But instead, it's Taylor Swift.
It kind of is.
I mean, it really, I mean, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, when she announced the Tortured Poets Department, she said, something I've been hiding from you for 2 years, and she held up a two, which is kind of like a standard little peace sign looking two. And everybody was like, that's weird. She really emphasized that. There has been post after post after post after post with the number two or two in written out like T-W-O in all caps when nothing else was capped or the two itself was bolded. There's just been a lot with the number two. Florence and the Machine posted doing the whole two. Post Malone did two. Travis has done two. Everybody keeps throwing up the two, essentially. iHeartRadio, when they posted something yesterday, because they basically announced that they're going to have, like, they're going to be playing it in its entirety, the album when it drops, everything. They did, like, a walkthrough because there was, like, a 3D thing that you could do, like a VR type thing that you could walk through of the installation. Except they played Reputation music. And so everybody in the comments is like, what the fuck are you doing? And iHeartRadio, whoever their social media person is, you killed it. They were just responding with, I don't know, bestie, I just make the TikToks. Or, like, funny shit like that. Like, oh, you know, just super excited. So, nobody really knows what's going on with the two. Like, is it a double album? If you look at between the P and the D of the TTPD, like, not symbol, but you know what I'm saying. Like, the symbol. It's like the yin-yang sign. And people are like, is it, like, Folklore Evermore were, like, sister albums? Are we getting a second one? What's going on? I really don't think it's going to be a double drop. As much as I would love it, I don't think it's going to be a double drop with Rep.
I feel like there's too much hype behind Rep. She can't just drop it. There's just too much hype.
I don't know. I
feel like it's got to be its own thing.
Right? Like,
because
I
feel like even though this is, like, her album, she drops Rep at the same time, then it's going to get kind of, like, glazed over.
Right? That's why, yeah, because I don't think it can work. No. I could see where, like, the Tortured Poets Department is actually a huge album, and we get, like,
can see that.
Or something, like, a completely, some people are like, maybe, like, the most reasonable would be, like, maybe there's actually two music videos, like, we get a second music video dropping or something, but that doesn't seem like there's a lot of buildup. Like, even in the installation, when it first dropped, there was, a peace hand that looked like marble. Oh my god, the fucking thing's doing balloons on my iMac, whatever. And then overnight it got switched out with, like, what looks like an onyx, like a black statue of a hand with the peace sign. It got switched out, so it's, like, weird. Mm-hmm. But who knows? There's something going on with it, but who knows?
I just don't think, like, much anticipation for Reputation.
Right? That's what I'm
like,
saying.
It would literally water down this release.
Yeah. And it's nothing against the Tortured Poets Department. It's just, like you said, it's because people are feral for Rep. Myself included. I mean, I really am.
Yeah.
But I just don't know. It makes no sense, right? Like, I don't... And then there's the
whole
thing with...
Maybe at 2 a.m. they just announce it.
Right? Oh my god, my dog is going insane. Hopefully it's not like a 3 a.m. drop, because I remember I stayed up for midnights and I listened to it a couple times and I was like, oh damn, and then I finally passed out, only to wake up to one of my friends being like, did you get the 3 a.m.? And I was like, what do you mean 3 a.m.? Who the fuck is up at 3 a.m.? But then I'm like, well, Pacific, I guess it's only midnight, but... So, that brings me to the other one that's weird, though, is Target's in on something, and I did not go to Target just for this, guys. I literally was out of dish soap because I'm an idiot.
Sure.
Went to Target, I guess, yesterday? Yeah, yesterday, where they had, like, the Taylor Swift thing up, right? And they had the spots already with the scanning, like, the, you know what I mean? Not the QR codes, but the barcodes. They had a whole thing. They had, like, four separate slots with different codes for Tortured Poets Department, which makes me think they're going to have other editions or, like deals and stuff. And then next to it, for $13.99, they had Serpentine 3 and Serpentine 4, and then all the other Taylor Swift stuff. So whatever it is, it's Taylor Swift. I don't think it's rep, because, again, $13.99 is the price of it. Appa. Come on, man. Thank you. Sorry. $13.99 is the price of a CD, not a vinyl. But it was on a spot, like, for, like, the space was for vinyls. So who the hell knows? And also, what do you mean Serpentine? Like, I feel like it's just one giant, like, to fuck with people. I think it's going to be a book of poetry, honestly. I think she literally is going to have, like, a book of poetry for this or something.
Maybe she's dropping Reputation 2.0. Maybe it's just, like, a different album, but it has rep vibes.
It's literally that. Well, isn't it?
Or a snake album? I
don't know. Just Serpentine. I feel like there was a rumor for a while or something, or, like, a statement that basically, like, the rep era has the most trap, like, is going to have the most vault songs. So maybe that is. It's just, it's not actually the rep we know. It's all of the vault songs from rep. Like, I don't know, man.
I just feel like it would water down.
It would, and I don't want that release. To happen. As much as I love rep, I don't want that to happen.
Well, and also, like, as someone who clearly knows how to make money and make people buy their shit, like...
Yeah, it seems out of pocket, right?
Yeah, because she would want people to buy shit for rep. Because people are going to buy shit for rep.
Exactly. See, so I'm sorry, guys. You guys know I'm really, really wanting rep TV, but it's not happening.
I think it's going to be last.
I think so, too. So last things, really. One, for anybody that's been to the Eras Tour, you've watched all the TikToks. So she burns down the Lover House. Crazy, right? Somebody was like, maybe the Tortured Poets Department is all like shades of, like, black and white, because she's walking through the ashes of the fucking Lover House. Yikes. There's also
Appa. I really liked the Lover album.
I know. At the end of the concert, there is a door on the screen, right? The door is open. We walk through it. It looks like it's a door from the burned up in the VR thing. It's like the door from the Lover House that is, like, burned, right? You open it into what is either a fucking mental asylum.
Yeah, I saw that.
Or some are like, oh, maybe it's just, like, a really generic, creepy, like, office building. And I was like, yeah, maybe, but I'm going, mental asylum. So basically it's like, she was so delusional or things like that. Because one of the last songs we got, other than You're Losing Me, which in and of itself, was Dear Reader. Appa, bro! Sorry, guys. Stop it. Was Dear Reader, and it's literally, like, two fans, like, don't always believe what you hear, don't listen, you know, like, people could be delusional, you know, like, that sort of vibe, So it's almost like she got out of it and only to realize, like, she thought she was in this loving thing and we'd realize you're actually delusional when you're in a freaking mental hospital. Also, people pointed out real quick.
Maybe she has vault tracks for this.
And yeah, because there's three doors. So everybody was like, okay, maybe the three doors. One of the things was, like, three doors could be, like, rep TV, debut TV, and then another album or something, which is what the two could be, like a second album. I don't know, man. I don't know. All I know is somebody also pointed out earlier today, I saw on a TikTok, the Midnight's cover where she's literally just staring at a lit lighter. It was her burning lover. Like, Lover with the Lover's House. She burned it down, which we see at the Eras Tour, which is the aligned with Midnight's release. She has the lighter on the Midnight's cover, and then this is her coming out of it with the ashes. You guys know I love a deep dive, so this, I think that's part of the reason I love
this. This is going to be a short episode.
It's 35 minutes. Okay, that's, I guess, for Thursday.
That's pretty average.
Fuck off! Fuck off! Okay, so guys, that's where my mind's at. We'll see. We have guests coming in for the weekend, and they're all, like, they're arriving at, like, 11:30, and they're like, oh my god, we still gotta work a half day tomorrow, and then Ian's like, oh, I still gotta work a half day tomorrow, and I was like, I got a full day of work tomorrow, and you know what, bitches? We're having a Tortured Poets Department listening party at 12:01, and they thought I was joking, but joke's on them. Sorry for Appa today. I don't know. He's literally trying to, like, goad Obi into playing. I don't know. Alright, guys, so... sorry if you're not a Swiftie. I guess this wasn't really up your alley, but maybe you can just laugh at my window story and how insane I am and that Maddie just indulges me. Because she's nice. Maybe I'll face, if everybody else falls asleep, I'll just FaceTime you and make sure you're up so you can listen with me.
I mean, I'm sure I'll be up.
That's fair. You don't sleep. You don't sleep. All right, guys, so we'll be back Sunday. This Sunday, I'm pretty sure it'll just be me and Caitlin. It might be a little late. Oh! By the way, guys, actually, I forgot to tell you, I hate Madison and Caitlin. I forgot to mention it. They're the whores of which the whore society, and not the cool whores, the bad whores. Maddie, what are you doing next week? What are you and Caitlin doing next week? It's almost like your plans align.
So, I have a book convention in D.C.
next weekend. Yeah, bitch is going to a PolyCon, whore.
I am going to a PolyCon to work. Fuck okay. off. I'm going to work, but I was like, oh, I can see Caitlin. So, I'm driving up on Monday, and I'm going to spend a couple days with Caitlin.
In case you guys were wondering, I'll be in Charlotte by myself.
I mean, you could come.
You know I can't. I'm really busy.
I know, but like I offered.
Okay, but... So anyways, I'll record with Caitlin on Sunday, and you'll hear this conversation again from her point of view, as I remind her. She's a bitch! And then the following weekend, I'm gonna be honest, guys, we're still trying to figure it out, because Maddie's out of PolyCon, Caitlin's traveling, you might just have me again. We'll figure it out. Maybe a special guest. I don't know. But either way, yeah, Maddie hates me, plain and simple. And then, yeah, I don't know, Patreon bonus episode for next week, too. We'll see what's going on. We're getting into the season. We're all, like, me and Maddie, our schedules are starting to get kind of insane.
When did mine ever chill out?
We have more, like, travel, though, is what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, no, our day-to-day schedules are always insane, let's be real. So just bear with us, you know, bear with us. Also be on the lookout. Well, I guess you'll be listening. Sunday, Caitlin and I will dive into some changes for our Crescent City episodes. Pretty sure we're lifting the, House of Flame and Shadow spoiler ban. Cause it's just, guys, it's keeping us from some good discussions as we go through Earth and Blood. So it's been almost 3 months. So we're just gonna throw it there. I think that's it. Did I have anything else? We'll announce a book club date on Sunday. We're waiting for the poll to close. I think that's it. Maddie, you got anything? Maybe like a post nothing. You did that was like finally about your website?
Oh. I finally put my website. Guys, it's been done since like January.
When you said like, oh, I finally posted for the first time in a while, I was like, oh, great. And then I looked at the post and I was like, is she dumb? Like, what are we doing?
Oh, yeah. I finally posted. So that was cool. it's my website, breathlesslit.com. I finally got around.
You silly goose nugget.
It just took me a long time. I don't post.
I can't with you. Anyways, guys, check it out. It's a dope-ass website that she was just like.
It actually is really pretty.
I know. I've said it for literally months. Literally months.
I know. Okay. Maybe I'll post a photo today of like books.
Will you?
God, look at my stack. I haven't put.
I know. I gotta get a photo together for today's post. I'm gonna put some pictures on my record player. Maybe I don't know. We'll figure it out. Or some pictures. What? Some books. Anyways. Okay, guys. Sorry. Enough rambling. Now we're at 40 minutes. Fuck. Maddie's never going to let me live this down. Okay. Anyways, guys.
Right. Short episode.
Fuck you, bitch. Okay.
Right.
Anyways, love you all. I hope you have a great rest of your week. And as always, XOXO the Cadre. Bye.
I was right.